Decat Crypto, Chapter 3, The Future Startups. I tell this story a lot when I talk to people about meme coins and crypto because I didn't believe in it myself for many years. I thought this thing was a scam. It's imaginary money. It's not real. And I would never get involved in it. And then I got involved in it. And I bought my first crypto, which was Dogecoin. I bought like 50 bucks of Dogecoin, realized it wasn't going to do anything. And then another crypto came along called Shiba Inu. And I had maybe 2,000 Dogecoins at the time. But, you know, for the same $50, I could buy millions of this Shiba Inu because it was a decimal point and like five zeros and a 1-2, you know, at that point. And I was like, oh, maybe, you know, that's what I should get is, you know, something where I have millions of it. So when it goes up in price, I'll make more money. And I bought Shiba Inu. And Shiba Inu, I bought it right before it, you know, kind of finished its spectacular run when it debuted. And I still bought it way too late. But even then, I made a very small investment, so I could have made, you know, a few hundred bucks or maybe a thousand. I don't know exactly what it was, but I hadn't gotten in early enough in the project and I hadn't gotten in big enough. So when it did go on its push, it went up to decimal point four zeros and about an 8.8. And, to me, I kept waiting for it to eat that zero and keep moving, but it didn't. That was the peak. It peaked out and it started to fall back. But and this was October 2021, but if on January 1st, if I had bought $1 of Shiba Inu, January 1st, 2021, if I had bought $1 worth of Shiba Inu when it was dead in the water, it was decimal point and like 10 zeros and an 8. And if I had bought that $1 and held it till October, I think it was 27th, of 2021, not even a year later, that $1 worth of Shiba Inu that I bought, I could have sold it at the peak for $1 million. $1 to $1 million in less than 11 months. That's amazing. Now, if I told you there was some real estate you could buy for a dollar and in 11 months it would be worth $1 million, would you not at least look into what kind of real estate this is? If I told you there was a small business where you could invest $1 and then in 11 months your business could be generating $1 million in revenue, don't you think you would at least look into this small business and see if it was legal or what's going on? And that's what I did with meme coins. I realized that you have to find a project with a lot of zeros. But you also have to, here's the key, you have to find a good project with a developer and a community you can trust, because most of the time there's a group of bad actors and all they do is they create project after project after project. They lure people in, they pump it up themselves, they've got the money to pump these things. So someone looks at this coin, it's been out for 2 or 3 days and it's, oh my gosh, you know, it's gone up 1,000%. I better put some money into it. So people start putting money into it. And then when the people that are, you know, on the inside that have nefarious reasons, when they're ready to rug pull everybody, they say, okay, we've made enough money, let's pull all our money out. So then the vast majority of the people that own it, they pull that out with their profits and the project collapses and it never recovers for it. And then they just move on and find the next project. So that's the key, is making sure you have a community and a project that you can trust. And that's extremely hard, but that's what happened with me. And now we call it Decat. When it was the previous project, I didn't make a huge investment in the beginning. It was a pretty small investment. And I would go every day and listen to the space calls they had, kind of like a conference call. And I liked what I heard. The people that I heard were smart, they were intelligent, they were respectful, and it was a lot different than the other calls I had listened to on other projects. So I had the confidence and I kept investing a little more and a little more. But then we had the IP issues and the project took a major hit. But all of a sudden, the price for it was so much better. In fact, at one point, because it was so early and I was afraid that I would lose all my money. Like it would be one of these projects that just collapses, that gets rug pulled. So when it started to go down, I panicked and I sold my initial, as small as it was, I sold my investment and it went down. And I saw the level it went down to. And if I had bought it back at that point, because the project bounced back, and I'm like, wow, I could have bought it back. And then when it went back up again, I would have made some, you know, some good profits. But I didn't. But I said to myself, you know, if this thing ever dips again like that, I'm going to be ready to buy a bunch of it because I think it'll go back up. And that's what I did when it went down to, it went down to eight zeros that summer, to eight zeros and like a 2.5. And that's when I bought a lot more because all of a sudden I was getting, you know, five times, you know, the value of what I had bought it for originally. And I just loaded up knowing that this thing could go back up. And I've seen that with other projects. They call it buying the dip. If you believe in something and it dips down, you can buy it. And then when it goes back up, now you've made more, you know, money because you bought at a lower price. So I did that. And then over the summer, we started having the daily space calls and working as hard as we could as a community. And we went back up and we ate that zero. We went to seven zeros and a one. So, and it was nice to be up. And then unfortunately, you know, people took profit and the project started going down again. And then that's when the team came together and realized to maximize our full potential, they had to rebrand the coin and migrate it to clean IP. IP into CAT, the developer and the team members came up with that. So we own it. We can do whatever we want with it. We can make memes, websites, NFTs, t-shirts. That's the beauty of Decat. We got a fresh start. So I look at this and I'm familiar with like startup stories like Facebook and Google. And I think, you know, in the old days, a startup company, the cool ones were like computers, like Apple, Microsoft, that you actually went out and you made something somewhat physical, like whether it was, I know software isn't necessarily physical, but like it would be on a disc. It would be something people could go to a store and they would buy, or an Apple computer. You could go physically buy an Apple computer. And then we moved into, you know, the dot-com age where a startup might be, you know, a website, dot-com this, dot-com that. And you had the dot-com bust, but companies survived it and it went on. And then I think you had the social, then you move into these social media startups like Facebook and Snapchat and those things and Twitter. And we've sort of, you know, keep, you know, changing what the startup is. Now, the interesting thing about meme coins is there's nothing there. That it, even with an app or a, you know, social media thing, you usually have to have an office and you have people programming and coming up with stuff. And with meme coins, it's completely decentralized, that there's no CEO necessarily. Everybody in the community just helps out to promote the coin. And as a community, you sort of make decisions, or you can make your own decisions as an individual. What can I do to help this meme coin? And you see these meme coins come out and they just grow in value, sometimes from a few thousand dollars. And if they really get going, they can have a $1 billion market cap. So it's almost like a startup company, but there's no real product that it produces. It's just an investment community that invests in itself. And you get more people to invest it by creating the memes and the videos and convincing people that this is a good investment strategy. And if you can, if the mass mass amount of investors in your project hold, so when people do invest money, they don't lose money, they gain, because you're showing strength on the chart and you're going up in value, and you'll get more people to come up. Now, as soon as people start taking profit and say, oh, that's it, I'm out, and they start dumping and it starts going down, that triggers, you know, other people to start selling. And before you know it, you've taken a major dip, and sometimes your project does not come back from that. And other people look at the chart and they see how badly it dropped. And all of a sudden, it doesn't look like such a good investment opportunity. But, you know, if you can find the right people and sustain your project, and every project seems to have a peak, you can look at the chart for any of these things, and they'll have a peak moment, and then they'll fall back, and then they'll finally, you know, find their floor. And sometimes that floor is high and they're in the top 10 of meme coins. And sometimes they just absolutely collapse and they go to the meme coin graveyard. But it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out, like, wait a minute, instead of me going out and renting offices and hiring employees and having HR and all these other things and business plans and meeting with venture capitalists, I could just, you know, create a meme coin or join a meme coin community. And if we organize and conduct ourselves professionally and say, all right, we're at X and we want to get to Y, how do we do it? It could be an amazing return on your money if you can pull it off. Like I said, Shiba Inu, January 1st, 2021, $1. Shiba Inu, October 27th, 2021, $1 million. And there's a thing called the greatest trade ever where somebody put $8,000 into Shiba Inu at that moment, like I was saying, when there was like the 10 zeros when it was dead, and they put $8,000 and they turned that $8,000 into $5 billion. So that's what's possible. And that's why I think meme coins could become the new startup, that you get a group of motivated, innovative, people that want to come together and start something. Instead of starting a rock band, instead of starting a social media app, just create a meme coin that you can turn into a brand that people can buy into. And that's the exciting thing about Decant. Most meme coins are based on existing IP or something to do with like Elon Musk that is going to attract a community around that idea. Otherwise, if it's a brand new idea that you own outright, but nobody's ever heard of, it's hard to get people to invest in an idea nobody has ever heard of. The key thing with Decant is we already have the community. It was the community built around the previous IP, which we didn't own the rights to, but now we have own Decant, the cat, the image, the cat, the name Decant. That's ours, so we can go out and make products and build this brand freely and not worry about someone else coming in and saying, hey, you're infringing on our trademark. It's our trademark. So we'll see what the future holds, but I think all you'll need is a few more of these projects till big money realizes, wait a minute, there's money to be made here, and you'll get professionals coming in, and these meme coins, it'll have a whole different feel soon. It may not be the organic experience that is right now. So who knows, maybe Decant might be, the start of something big where you have professional teams coming into these meme communities and turning things around in that experience. Like, why am I, working for somebody all day and getting paid peanuts when I can go join a meme community and, work really hard and then watch my, investment, 10x, 100x, 1000x, 10,000x, if you get lucky enough. And that's why I think meme coins could become the new startup of the future. And then once you have your community, once you have the people, the utility will come, that once people know that, wow, there's a million people that have bought into this meme coin and we can sell things. If we incorporate that meme coin into our product or our business, yes, we'd love those million people to come over and start buying our service or our product. And that's when the utility comes for these meme coins. So people say they're worthless. Well, they may be worthless right now, but nobody knows what the future holds. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back with another chapter soon.